Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
It's Brad. As someone who's passionate about podcasting, I've always thought there should be more support for physicians who want to share their stories and expertise. That's why we're launching Doctor Podcast Network.
We're bringing together a community of physician podcasters with one goal in mind: to provide the tools, connections, and resources you need to grow your show. So whether you've been podcasting for a while or maybe you're just starting, we've designed this network to support you every step of the way, and we're going to help each other rise, not compete.
If this sounds like something you benefit from, we'd love for you to join us as we get closer to launch. So you can sign up at drpodcastnetwork.co for early access. Stay tuned for more details in the coming weeks. Really looking forward to what we can create together. Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD. This is the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. My name is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Thank you for joining me on this episode. And actually, this episode is not just a regular episode. This is our 300th episode of Bootstrap MD. And I can't believe we've hit this incredible milestone together. Some of you have been with me just recently. Maybe this is even your first time listening to me. Some of you have been with me since episode one because you've told me and you reached out to me, and that's incredible too. You know, when I started this podcast, I had no idea I would be here 300 episodes later and having conversations with hundreds of physician entrepreneurs who we've helped transform their careers and lives just by sharing their stories with us. The journey has been absolutely incredible. And it wouldn't happen without you. You're my amazing listeners, the guests, our brave physician and non-physician guests who share their stories. And I really feel we've built an incredible community together. So this episode is going to be special. Now, on previous episodes, I remember in episode 100 and episode 200, we had guests coming on for a few minutes, and that was really cool. But this time I wanted, just because I'm in more of a reflective time in my life on here, and I want to reflect on what I feel are the most important lessons that have emerged over these 300 episodes. Now, these aren't just theoretical concepts. These are battle-tested insights from real doctors who've walked through the entrepreneurial path, and they've come out stronger, they've come out wealthier, and they seem like feeling more filled on the other side. And I've distilled everything down into 10 what I feel are game-changing lessons that blend both personal reflection and some actual advice that you can take. So whether you were just started to thinking about entrepreneurship, becoming your own boss, or maybe you're already building your empire, these lessons, I think, will give you the roadmap and inspiration to take you to that next bold step. So get your favorite drink. Let's find a comfortable spot, and we can dive into these 10 lessons together. So what is lesson number one? What I've learned is, doctors, you need to take charge of your financial future. An important message I want to share with you is that your specialty doesn't define your earning potential. You know, sometimes when I go on to some of these pre-med forums, they always talk about specialties and they want to know, like, what's going to make me the most money? What's the little amount of work I can do to make the most money? And we know that specialty is just beyond making the most money that you can. And, you know, I've had incredible, you know, primary care physicians. I've had a pediatrician who's made a seven-figure income. And it seems like, as in pre-med, even after residency, we get consumed by income and how much income we make. And we all know where we are in that financial ladder, the more specialists tend to make more money. But, you know, having had these 300 episodes, I often find that sometimes being too specialized kind of hinders people and they feel that they're compelled to continue on that path. Whereas someone like myself, who I've had critics saying, wow, I can't believe you're successful as a quote, family physician, you know, doing that. By being a quote, jack of all trades, it's allowed me to go into divergent paths. And I didn't feel like I was just painted a broad brush by my specialty's so-called income ceiling. And so episode after episode, I've interviewed a number of doctors who've really shattered that limiting belief. So here's what I want you to do this week. I want you to write down your current income and then write down what you want to earn. And then that gap, that's your entrepreneurial opportunity. So never let anyone, you know, tell you that you're just this or you're just that. You are not defined by your specialty to determine your financial future. And as evidence, you can go to bootstrapmd.com/podcast. You can do a search. You can look up your own specialty and you'll find a number of different doctors in all different types of specialties, and they are not defined by their own specialty on the income that they're making. And I think that's really the power of what we've brought on by introducing some incredible doctors onto our program. Lesson number two, and this is a good segue because talking about taking control of your income, it's also important to know when it's time to make a change. So lesson two is to know when to pivot to avoid burnout or even stagnation. You know, burnout is a signal, not a life sentence. And when I was first starting up this program, Bootstrap MD, several years ago, burnout was first and foremost on people's mind. And, you know, the statistic that, I don't know, like 60% plan to quit medicine in the next 5 to 10 years isn't just a number. It represents doctors who are really suffering out there. But here's what I've learned during all of these episodes is burnout doesn't mean you have to leave medicine entirely. It means you need to redesign how you practice it. When I wrote my book, The Position Physician, quick plug, get it on Amazon. You can go get it on the, if you belong to the Kindle membership, you can get it free. You know, it's the title is The Position Physician, but also an important part was how I learned to love medicine again, because although I was burnt out, I didn't like the way that I was practicing medicine. And starting up my own practice, working in telemedicine, working with other doctors, I learned to love medicine again. I just happened to practice it differently than I was practicing it before when I was burnt out on it. So I'll never forget, I've had doctors who talk about their burnout stories. And I never wanted this to be just about burnout because I'm burned out talking about burnout stories. But, you know, I've had ER docs talk about how they've left their grueling ER shifts and they've earned more flexibility through telemedicine careers. They didn't abandon medicine. They reclaimed it on their own terms. So for yourself, if you feel burned out right now, don't ignore it. Ask yourself, you know, how can I practice medicine differently? Maybe it is having to pivot. Maybe it is, you know, finding, hey, I can work more from home if I want to. I don't necessarily need to work in the hospital. I don't necessarily need to work in the office. I don't necessarily have to take call every other night. You know, I often work with clients and I talk about what is your ideal life? What would be your ideal medical practice life? And then start taking small steps just towards that vision, towards to where you want to go. And what I think we've done a great example on Bootstrap MD is seeing other doctors and realize that there are other ways. Where before, you know, burnout was something that like, oh, you must be a disruptive doctor and we'll have a burnout specialist come talk to you. No, it's about like, maybe there's a different way that you can practice medicine that rings true to you. And what I found is you'll get that joy again. So pivot is a very important word, not only in burnout, but in stagnation or ambivalence into what you're doing. And just listen to a few episodes in the past, and I think it'll help you out. Lesson three is talking about taking smaller steps. It's to start small, but start now. You know, I remember working with a client and I was helping him. He was getting into consulting and he was helping in his consulting niche. And then every time Then I met with him every few weeks. This is, I'm still working on it. And I took another month, 2 months, 3 months. I literally had to say, hey, we need to stop it because I feel bad taking your money because we're not moving forward. And it was because he was perfectionist and he wanted to make sure that he had the most perfect niche possible, that the website had to be spectacular. It had to be amazing, that his products were incredible. And action beats perfection every single time. And this might be the most important lesson I've learned is that, you know, in my 15 plus years of working with doctors and non-doctors as well, I don't want to just limit it to doctors, is that there are a lot of brilliant physicians who are stuck on analysis paralysis, and they're just waiting for that perfect moment that really never comes. We have an episode, I believe it was 294, I've got my notes on here, and we're talking about, I talk about coaching, and that when you want to do coaching, the best way to start out is just reach out to 10 potential clients and coach for them for free, because what it'll do is it'll get real feedback. You don't need to create a website. You don't need to create a logo. It's just a human talking to another human, giving him helpful information that hopefully improves his life in some capacity on here. You don't have to have a perfect business plan. You just need to take action. So to get out of analysis paralysis, starting a business, let's face it, you guys do life and death things. It's not necessarily just life and death, right? When you're starting a business or setting up a coaching program. So do something small. What's one small thing? You know, I say that at the end of my podcast, do something little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward. So what's one small thing that you can do this week? Maybe it's just writing a blog post. Maybe it's reaching out to potential clients through an email or a text, or maybe spending 30 minutes researching that business idea using ChatGPT that you've been thinking about. But small beginnings can lead to big outcomes. And I think when you do start, you realize you already have your greatest asset, and that is taking action. Lesson number four, one of my favorite words, one of my partners, Peter Kim, he named it the first part of his LNG summits, and that is leverage, for leverage and growth. But leverage your physician career in a new way. And, you know, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, non-medical and medical entrepreneurs, but time and time again, physicians, you have built-in advantages by having that MD or DO or DPM behind your name. And that is, your medical expertise is your unfair advantage. It's not just a license. Your MD is not just a license to practice medicine. It's a golden ticket to credibility in almost any industry you choose to enter. 223, we had a pediatric GI doctor. She writes children financial literacy books. I've had a number of different doctors who get involved in health tech and consulting and education ventures. My business partner, Dr. Ann Tronk, she's got 25 plus years experience, and she transformed it into a lucrative cash-based practice on here. But it doesn't even have to be limited by just your medicine. It could be, maybe you've done really, really well in real estate. I've had doctors who make incredible revenue because they understand how to run a successful Airbnb. I've had a number of doctors who, you know, they got involved in different avenues in their career through some of the most craziest niches that you can think of. They just had an expertise in one way or in another. So a takeaway that I want you to share from this lesson, to get from this lesson, is just make a list of your unique insights and experiences. You know, what do people come up to you that you could just help them out, and you know that information, that knowledge, like the back of your hand? You know, how can these solve problems outside the traditional clinical setting? I got involved with AI, you know, a few years back. And at that conference, I was maybe out of a room of 500. There were like one or two other doctors in that room. And really, you know, some people say what being an expert is just knowing a little bit more than someone else. And maybe it's finding and going deep into that. And that's where you're just another human helping another set of humans. And by sharing your knowledge, your expertise, that can be the foundation for a business for you. So What problems can you solve? Your expertise is someone else's breakthrough solution.
You spent years learning how to save lives, but no one taught you how to secure your own. When you work one-on-one with a CFP professional financial coach, you get a blueprint tailored for the long game of your complex situation. At My Financial Coach, they help physicians choose the best strategy to optimize your annuities and investments, implement tax-saving strategies, and tackle debt like your student loans or mortgage while refining your path to retirement. Save up for that boat, a child's college or wedding, or even a vacation home. Plan ahead for the impacts of the unexpected. Understand how much life insurance you actually need. Project how getting married, raising children, or taking care of an aging parent affects the progress towards your goals. Advice-only financial planning through a fixed monthly subscription, not commissions, to keep planning unbiased and in your best interest. A financial plan isn't just about your money, it's about your future. So go visit myfinancialcoach.com/bootstrapmd to meet with a financial coach and find out if concierge financial planning is right for you.
Let's go to number five. And this is something that I have to deal with doctors alone, is that you need to find your tribe. You need to find your mentors. Entrepreneurship, I've said it again and again, can be very lonely. And I wouldn't be here if I didn't have my own mentors, if I didn't have friends who were involved in starting up their own business. And success is a team sport. When you're surrounded by colleagues who don't understand your vision, you know, you'll have people who will pick away with you. And they said, that's not a great, play it safe. You know, you're not ready yet. There's a lot of people like that because they don't want to be ready for you. They could even be your own spouse. They could even be your own significant other on here. In episode 293, I talk about how I helped form a mastermind group with Dr. Peter Kim called Momentum MD. And it talked about the retreat that we have. And it really showed me a recent evidence, and I've seen it time and time again, on the power of community. And that when entrepreneurs can gather and when they can share their fears, their wins, their goals, magic happens. And a simple act, declaring your goals out loud in a supportive community, created accountability that drove real results. So whether it's through my mastermind, Momentum MD, find somebody, find your own tribe. It could be a mastermind group. It could be online community. It could be, you know, someone that you've met at a local entrepreneur group. Find your own mentor who gets it for you. Don't try to build your empire alone. When you find people who believe in your vision, you're going to aim higher than you're ever going to be thought possible on here. So again, it is so important that you find others who can support you, because entrepreneurship, it goes, there's ups and downs, right? Like as in anything. And when those people can support you, you feel like you can do anything. Lesson six is to work smarter, not harder. I know it sounds like a cliche, but you know, productivity and having systems beat the hustle culture. You know, I've said it, I don't like the term side hustle. It's really about creating systems in place. And when you do that, everything, it makes it so much easier. We're trained to work hard, but I want you guys to work smart. And the entrepreneurship taught me that working smart is the one that actually moves the needle. I talked about productivity pitfalls in episode 292 that destroys physician entrepreneurs, having unclear goals, constant distractions, having lacks of systems. The doctors who thrive aren't the ones burning the midnight oil. They're the ones who built systems that work for them. So I want you to this week identify your biggest time wasters and eliminate it. Find ways that you could make this a little easier for you. If you're doing a podcast episode, try to do two or three at a time. That's what my producer always tells me, right? And I got to walk the walk and do it too. Batch sliver and task together. Your business is there to enhance your life, not consume it. And that leads to lesson seven, is that even with the best systems, you're going to face your biggest enemy. And what is it? It's fear. You need to be able to face fear face its ugly head, and then embrace the growth. Courage is a muscle that gets stronger with use. So we've talked about this. I had an episode on imposter syndrome. I thought it was one of the better episodes that I've done. And what I've realized is that every guest, I should say, not nearly all of the guests, have still dealt with the imposter syndrome. Some of them are multimillionaires on here, and they deal with imposter syndrome on a regular basis. The difference is that they feel the fear, and they do it anyway. And again, a recent retreat, we talked about imposter syndrome a lot. And instead of letting it paralyze us, we use community support and action to turn self-doubt into growth fuel. I guess if you look into one of my superpowers, is I deal the same way with my staff that I deal with patients. Is okay, I try to find solutions. Okay, yes, the situation, whatever it is, it sucks. But what are some options? What can we do? What's the next step? What do we have to do on it? So what's one thing you're afraid to try in your business or career? Just do it anyway. Start small, get support, but do it anyway. Every time you push your fear, you're going to build that courage muscle. And that's what's going to get you through the next challenge. And that leads to like my next lesson, because when you act with courage, my next lesson is to lead with purpose. You need to lead with purpose, not just profit. My business partner, Brian, said is like, you know, the more value that you can give added to the universe, the world, the community, is money will always follow that on here. You never lead with money. Don't lead with profit. If you can build a mission-driven business, you're going to be amazingly successful, because that's going to create lasting impact. That's going to create fulfillment. I've interviewed a lot of guests on my show. The ones that always seem happiest is like the ones who aren't chasing the money. They're on a mission to solve problems that they can deeply care about. Episode 222, we had Dr. Ken Allen, who is a founder of Doc-to-Doc Lending, and he was frustrated with physician loan options. He founded his company because he was solving a real problem for fellow doctors. He helped them get loans when other banks were having trouble loaning to doctors on here. And he built a thriving business with some deep purpose. So ask yourself, is what problem are you uniquely positioned to solve? What's keeping you up at night that you could actually fix? When you anchor your venture in purpose, fulfillment will follow. Profit is going to follow on here. Never chase the money. Never chase the money. And that leads to my next one. You know, these lessons build upon each other, is that you need to adapt. I said pivot is an important word. Adapting and learning is just goes hand in hand, and that you always need to keep learning. And this is, I think, pretty easy with doctors, because we're often our lifetime learners. But that's going to be your competitive advantage. You know, healthcare is evolving faster than ever. AI is here to stay. Telemedicine, digital health, them too. The physicians who thrive are the ones who embrace change instead of resisting it. We all know those doctors that we have, doctors who maybe they're just going through the motions. We've seen it. Those are the dinosaurs. Those are going to be in for a rude awakening, you know, when they find that AI may be replacing them at some capacity. I think it's going to happen. I think it will happen. But, you know, we've seen time and time again of doctors who have adapted, doctors who've used telemedicine on multiple episodes. Again, I'm going to spotlight my business partner, Dr. Antoine. She learned online marketing because she needed to. Her practice was hemorrhaging during COVID. And she learned now to 5-10x her revenue by learning the skills of marketing. We had so many tech and adoption and innovation stories, too numerous to tell. So what one new skill can you learn this month that would advance your career or business? Maybe it's AI. Maybe it's learning digital marketing. Maybe it's a new clinical procedure or technique. Commit to becoming a lifelong learner. And as you learn and as you grow, I want to leave you with the last, I think, most important lesson of all, is to follow your passion. And I think that, I know this sounds cliche, and I know some people say you shouldn't follow your passion, but it often is leads to finding fulfillment. Align your work with what lights you up. And this last lesson is really close to my heart, because I've seen how entrepreneurship have changed lives. You've told me how it's changed your life. I've heard from people who've listened to me, and I'm honored that in some capacity I was able to help you build that six, seven. I even have somebody who built it an eight-figure business listening on the show on here. Entrepreneurship can rekindle the joy in physicians who are ready to leave medicine entirely. Episode 199, Dr. Liz Aguirre, her journey from a burnout led her to becoming a seasoned speaker on a TED stage. Dr. Sujin Lee, her insights about starting a side venture and is now embarking on a very lucrative position for a medical, pretty big medical company. And there's so many multiple transformation stories to tell. I wish I could share all of them with you. Again, you can go to bootstrapmd.com/podcast to go to my archives on here. Your medical career isn't a prison sentence. I know this is kind of sounds dark, but sometimes I have doctors who could find me and tell me that it feels like it. Use it to your advantage, is what I said. You have permission to pursue whatever fulfills you. Maybe it's writing, maybe it's speaking, maybe it's creating, maybe it's teaching. Whatever it is, let the passion guide you. When you align your work with what lights you up, it doesn't feel like work at all. So let me just share with you and recap those 10 lessons that I think can help you and transform your career. Number one, take charge of your financial future. Number two, know when to pivot to avoid burnout. Number three, start small, start now. Number four, leverage your degree into new and exciting ways. Five, find your tribe and mentors. Six, work smarter, not harder. Seven, face fear and embrace growth. Eight, lead with purpose, not with profit. Nine, keep adapting, keep learning. 10, follow your passion to find fulfillment. Finally, I want to thank every single person who has been part of this 300 episode journey, to my incredible guests who've shared their stories and wisdom, to my team who makes this podcast possible, to my mentors who've helped show me the path, and most importantly to you, the amazing listeners. I've learned from you. You've helped me take action to transform my own career, and hopefully I've done some part in transforming your career as well. So if this episode resonated with you, leave a review. I'd love to hear what your biggest takeaway is. I read every single review. And they help other physicians find the show. Second, share this episode with a colleague who maybe needs to hear these lessons. I want to build a movement of empowering physician entrepreneurs. And a third, go to bootstrapmd.com. Join our community. You can sign up to our newsletter. Join our school group. Stay connected with resources, upcoming events, and more inspiration. Remember, your journey as a physician entrepreneur, it's just the beginning. You've got everything you need to build something incredible. Your expertise, your passion, and maybe you can take these lessons as your roadmap. So I don't know if I'm going to do another 300 episodes, but I want to thank you for keep pushing me to keep moving this. So as always, you're going to have ups and downs in your physician entrepreneur journey. Do something a little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.